Fine. Everybody has a paper. The first thing is yet ilo achshav eimatai. If not now, when? Okay. I printed it out for you so you should look inside. Because as a rebbe of mine many moons ago used to say, osios machimos, the letters will make you wise. So even if the teacher can't make you wise, but the letters can make you wise. So it's good to see it inside. Pasuk says, Dishu Hashem bihi matzol, kiru bioso karo. Dishu Hashem bihi matzol, kiru bioso karo. Search out for Hashem bihi matzol, and he is found, kiru bioso karo. Call out to him when he is close. So now, the Pasuk itself obviously cries out and says, what in the world are we talking about? What does it mean that Hashem, is found sometimes, not found other times? What does it mean that he's karov? Sometimes he's not karov? I thought he's always close. After all, Kodesh Baruch Hu is everywhere. He fills the universe. And I mean, I said universe, I shouldn't really use that terminology. The universe we think of is just as far as we can see with the Hubble telescope. He fills reality. He surrounds reality. He's the source of reality. So what does it mean, Dushu Hashem b'di matzo? So first let's just see how the Pashtanim are dealing with, before we see what Chazal deals with. Let's see with the Balbin deals with it. And it tells us something very special. It says, Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo. Rotza lomar. See the Malbin. Rotza lomar. Aval Yeshua b'chol tzluya b'tshuva ma'isi tov v'lechein Dirshu Hashem. Dirshu Hashem. Dirshu. Chila yeshachol v'hizahir shelo ta'azov et Hashem l'teit mi beis ha'klav. You should know, from the time, let's just get straight for a second. From the time that the 3 weeks started, we were in a different world. The 3 weeks, I mean, Shivat Batamus, through Tisha B'Av, we've been in a different world. And that different world was defined by the Haftorahs that were said in that time period. From Shivat Batamus, we started saying what are known as the Gimel de Puranusa, the three Haftorahs, of calamity. The three Haftorahs of calamity. They talk about the Churban. They talk about the dismantling of the Jewish people. And though we're not going to go into that right now, because that's not our topic. It's not our topic. But the fact is, if you look at it, it talks about how we unraveled. The first of those three Haftorahs was, Divrei Yirmiyahu, speech. The next one was Shimu Dvar Hashem, hearing. And the third one was Chazon Yishayahu, seeing. The Jewish persona, and that's what caused eventually the destruction, the Churban, the Jewish persona unraveled. It unraveled. Our speech wasn't the speech the way it should be. We didn't hear things as a result, the way we should hear things, the way we should understand things. We didn't see things through the lens of the Torah any longer. Post those three Haftorahs came another world, the world designed in the Chemta. Seven Haftorahs of Nechama. Nechama is where you give a person, Bar Minan Mishnah, we talk about Avelus, Nichum Avelin. The concept of Nichum Avelin is meant to give the individual, Tanchumim, is to give the individual the capacity to see something deeper in the blackness that he's experiencing. That's what Tanchumim is. That's what Nichum is. Nichum is nice weather outside. I said it's not an easy thing to do, but it's not my way. Nice weather outside. You want to hear an interesting recipe? You know, one the other day, the Jets, the Nets, the Mets, whatever it is. That's not Nichum Avelin. Nichum Avelin is to give the person the capacity to understand something deeper in the experience than what first meet the eye. That's Nichum. That's Zayned in the Chemta. Zayned in the Chemta. Then they're Beis the Tshuvta. Two Haftorahs of Tshuva. The second one is the one we're more familiar with. We're going to read this Shabbos. Shuv Hashem, Shuv Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha Ki Chashalta Bamonecha, in Hosea. But what we read already on Tzom Gedalia is what's known as the first, the Rishon the Tshuvta, the first Haftorah of Tshuva. And that Haftorah was Dirshu Hashem Behimato. That is the code word for the Haftorah of Tshuva. Dirshu Hashem Behimato Kira'u Bioso Karo. So that's why we're starting with this. Dirshu Hashem v'hi matzo. But the Malum is a word that's not related to the Chazal that's talking necessarily about Yetzeres Metshuva. The Malum is related to the Pasuk. What's got in the Pasuk? Lidrosh. What does Lidrosh mean? Lidrosh means to search for something. Drash. You know this pshat, this drash, right? Remez, yeah, etc. All the things, pardes. What is drash? Drash is to search. The Pasuk says with regard to finding a metziah. I don't mean a bargain in a store. Finding a metziah, you find something, someone else lost. You hold on to it, adrosh achicha oso, until your friend, until your brother, that's not your brother, but your brother in mitzvahs, adrosh achicha oso, until he comes searching for it. Lidrosh, the drash, is always searching for what else is written behind here. So within that light comes a Malbim and says, Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo. Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo means to search, to deepen your relationship with Hashem while he's there, while he's with you. While he's with you. He uses the mashal. Listen to what he says. He makes it sound like a relationship between two people. Because that's what it's meant to be. Not two people, but a relationship. It says, do not create a situation where he will leave you. Rather, you should search to deepen and strengthen the relationship. Don't mess up. Search for him. Search out his presence always. So he's related to the Pasuk. Dirshu Hashem b'nimatzo. When you have a relationship with Hashem, make it intense. You want to have a relationship? What do you call? Nobody wants to have a relationship in life. Certainly, no one wants to get married, right? No one wants to have a relationship that's mediocre. No one wants to have a relationship like that. No one wants. Okay, well, let's make a deal. You know, I'll cook. What do you call? I'll cook spare ribs for you on Wednesday. What do you call? We'll have spaghetti and meatballs on Monday. We'll go out for pizza on Tuesday. Thursday, you can take them out to a fancy restaurant. You have to take out the garbage. You have to bring this amount of salary, right? Right? That's what's agreed upon, okay? Deal? Deal? Okay, fine. So we don't need to talk anymore. It's all settled. That's a relationship. That's sick. Dirshu Hashem b'himato. Search for him. And what happens? Let's say you mess up. Kira'u b'yoso koro. Don't leave! I messed up. Don't leave me. Kira'u b'yoso koro. Call out to him while he's still close. But let's say we don't do that either. We let him walk out the door that we chased him out of. And the Navi continues. Yazov rasha dako v'yishavim machshavoso v'yashov l'Hashem yirachameo v'elokim v'yabel yisroach. You can turn it back into that. You have to leave behind the derech. Yazov rasha dako v'yishavim machshavoso. Leave behind the false way of perceiving things and thinking about things. Is everybody cold? It's never too late. It's never too late. But a person should not allow the inertia of sin / foolishness, because it's hard to know sometimes which is the main factor. And really, the two are related. They're related. Right? Search to intensify the relationship. You mess it up, call to him before the door is closed. Even if the door is closed, a person can recreate it. That's the Pashup shot in the Pasuk. But now I go a step further. The Rambam, you see the second citation there. Even though tshuva and tzaaka, right, crying out, are always good ideas. It is particularly potent during the Aseres Mechuvah, starting Rosh Hashanah, ending Yom Kippurim, we miskabel et miyad, and it is accepted immediately. She'emar dirshu Hashem b'hin matzo. This is how Gemara deals with the question. They're all bothered by the problem. What does it mean, dirshu Hashem b'hin matzo, search for Hashem when he's found? So the Malbim dealt with it on the level of pshat by saying, intensify, deepen the relationship when it's there. Dirshu, bidoresh, search deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Right? But Chazal don't answer that way. And they ask the question, what does it mean? Hashem is here, right? Uncle Moshe taught us Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere, right? So how could it be? He's always all there, all the time. So what does it mean, Yeshua Hashem Dimatzo? Search from when he's found. When is he not found? Krovius or Karov, when is he not Karov? The Raman tells us, this is the halacha, that during these 10 days Hashem is uniquely close. Interesting. That's talking about the individual. An individual. Avlat Sibur, but a community. Sibur, Kozman, Sha'osim, Shuba, Kitsoakim, Belev Shalim, Him Nehani. They are answered. Sibur is never turned away. Sibur is never turned away. Did you Shuba? If it is tshuva, it's not a pashut thing. Tshuva doesn't mean us to think everything is going to work out perfectly afterwards. We don't know that. Harvey drachim amakom, harvey shluchim amakom. We don't necessarily know what it means, but tshuva being accepted, yeah. Tzibur's tshuva is not turned away. Who is likened unto Hashem, our Elohim, the whole Korean, whenever we call out him. So that's the Rambam. That's the synopsis of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. But let's look at the Gemara for a second, because there's something very, very unusual in the Gemara. Amrav Shmuel Bar Inya. You see it, the next citation down? You need a paper? You need a paper? I got another one. There should be more. Do you have pass the devil? Yeah? You have one for each?
Yeah.
Oh, peace. Okay, fine, never mind. Alright. So, the Gemara says as follows. Amrav Shmuel Bar Inya. Yishmei Derav. Minayim the Gzardim shall tzibur she'enom nechtam. How do I know that the Gzardim, the decree concerning the tzibur, is enom nechtam, is not signed? Enom nechtam. How do I know? It says the Gemara, enom nechtam? Not signed? What are you talking about? It says the Gemara, how can you make a statement like that? Enom nechtam v'haktsiv. Nechtam avoneich lefanai. What's strange? Tick, 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 tick. You are looking inside, aren't you? Nechtam aboneich lefanai. It's spelled differently. Abigail, you see that? It's spelled differently. Nechtam is written with a chaf, not with a chet. Do they have a problem in their tivan kitab? Yeah, do they not have a task? What's chat? Maksiv nechtam aboneich lefanai. Elamai, we see that Chazal are using a pasuk. Nechtam with a chak means what? Stained. A ketem. Nechtam aboneich lefanai. Your sin is stained before me. Elamai, al gav she nechtam nikra. So leave that in abeyance meanwhile. How they got from nechtam with a chak to nechtam with a chet? Say it. Nireh. But meanwhile, what do they say? What did we mean to say when we mentioned that the Gzardin is not Nechtam, right? Not Nechtam. How do we mean that? We mean it as follows. El'af al-gav she'nechtam nikra. Even though it's signed, the Pasuk says it's signed. Nechtam aboneich lefanai. Even though it's signed, af al-gav she'nechtam nikra. It can be torn up. Hashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu in love.
So who is that referring to? The individual or to the tzibur? Tzibur. Mika Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu, that's the pasuk that's referring to the tzibur. So we see the gzardin, the tzibur, even though it's signed, can always be torn up. Olak tziv, asks the Gemara, but then there's another pasuk, the pasuk we just started off with. Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo. Answer the Gemara, Hasam b'yachit. Hachol b'tzibur. The pasuk Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo, i.e., that a gzardin that is nechtam, that has been signed, can be torn up, that speaks, that pasuk, Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo, kira'u b'yosel korv, speaks to the yachid, emas, when? Amar Rabba Baravua, Elu Aseres Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. During this time period, a gzardin that's nechtam, that's been signed, a decree, obviously not talking about a good decree over here, we're talking about a decree that's not so good. Yeah, that can be torn up between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and then it starts to make tshuva. But still, we have a sticky wicket here. Sticky wicket. We still have a sticky wicket here, right? What's a sticky wicket? How did they get from nechtam with a chas to nechtam with a chas? Is it one of those cute things, you know? Let's see. See the Rishis Eilayah. This is from Ratzarek HaKoyin. Ratzarek Milublin. HaKoyin Milublin, they call it. Inyan Aseret Meitshuva. After Tzarek Adam, Lios Kol Yom of a Tshuva. A person should always be doing Tshuva. That doesn't mean a person should walk around with copious tears, you know. All day long, right? But first of all, then, you know, you use up like an unbelievable amount of sponge cloth. Right? But you just can't function like that. But a person should always be doing tshuva. How can I do that which I've done better? How can I correct that which I've messed up? How can I make myself a better, a deeper, a wiser, more sensitive individual? A person should always be in a state of tshuva. Ra'ad nitra b'himatzo. But the Aseres HaYamim is that tol b'himatzo, another person who brings himself close to the effect of tshuva, is much more potent. Behimatzo. Ubiyoso koro. Bush amru the Rosh Hashanah. Is there shayach b'tfila? The eis ratzon, milso, we know that there are certain unique moments and certain tfila, davening certain of these unique moments is more potent. Bush amru. Avol tshuva kol yoma zimne. Tshuva is forever acceptance. What does it mean that Hashem is close? Tefillin, we understand their unique moments, but tshuva? God is waiting for us until the last breath comes out of us. So how is that different? And it starts to make tshuva many other times. In Yosef Miad Mekav, the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah, the Yesh, the Nechtam, Avono, Lufonu. These Aseres Meitshuva are unique. They're unique, particularly for the Averas that are called Nechtam Avoneich Lefanai. Your sin is stained before me. That's what the Pasuk says. And Chazal say, when a sin is stained before me, a stain that goes from one side to the other, a stain that crosses the fabric entirely, then that generates a gzardin that's chatum. And dafka, during these affairs, make sure a person can undo that. What does it mean? Nechtam avoneich lefanai. The inyan nechtam, says Reb Tzarek, hainu kekesem, like a stain over me'ever le'ever, from one side to the other side of the fabric. B'chozek, she'enu miskabeh. It doesn't clean under normal circumstances. I mean, b'chol gavar yesh, av eser madregos yadua. Everything has 10 levels to it. Shezem seder av madregos, so kol gavar lios koma shleim. Everything in this world has 10 levels to it. Just as we've seen Asar Mamoros, and just as we've seen that there are Aser Makos, and just as we've seen that there are Aseres Dibros, etc. So too in the world of Tumah as well. Everything comes in levels of 10. Because Baruch Hu made a very balanced world. The world is balanced. The world of Kedusha is balanced, God forbid, on the other side, but what a world of non-Kedusha. He says, the eighth, Asher Shalat Ba'adam Ba'adam L'ra Lo. Stop here for a second. He said over here, a mind blower on the one hand, and a heart wrenching idea. Say the pasuk in Koheles. Eis sholat ha'adam ba'adam l'ra'alo. What does that mean? The pasuk tzad in the pasuk means that sometimes one person will subjugate another person, obviously to his detriment. Comes along Reb Tzadok, he says, that's the pshat over here as well. There's a real me and there's a false me. There's a real me and there's a false me. And sometimes that false me, it's so, as it were, so encouraged, so supported, so, as it were, pampered, that false me, that it takes me over. I think that is me. Eis sholat ha'adam ba'adam l'ra'alo. There are sometimes instances in life when the false person, because we said everything is balanced in the universe, is the real and there's the not real. There's the amiti and there's the shikri. There's that which is real and that which is a lie. Sometimes the false me subjugates the real me, and that's obviously to my detriment, because then I don't even know who I am anymore. I'm so used to who am I? I gotta have fun all the time. I gotta be at every party. My senses have to be always drenched. Yeah, with experience. Who am I? I'm a person who has no patience for someone else. I have no patience. If you're not quick enough for me, then I pour two buckets of dishwater on you. If not literally, then verbally. That's the way I am. I have no patience. Gaiva, Kaiva, Kas, all the four horsemen of the apocalypse, of Mitos, Rolos, of conduct, we sometimes, we're so supportive, or we've grown so accustomed to behaving a certain way, we think that's us. And really what it is we've been subjugated. We've grown accustomed to a false self. Eis sholat ha'adam ba'adam l'ra'alo. That's the example of nechtam abonech l'fanai. Nechtam, where a person's whole thoughts, as Zadok says, his whole thoughts, his feelings, his wants, his dreams, his aspirations all revolve around this false ego. This Eve black as opposed to Eve white, but without being schizophrenic. We're not talking about schizophrenic here. We're not talking about split personalities, not in a psychological sense. We're speaking about it in a spiritual sense. There's the real me, and the me that I think is me. The real me and the false me. That's when it becomes nechtam. That's when it penetrates all of my fabric. And when I'm in that state, then it's nechtam meches. So it's not just like nechtam, nechtam. The person becomes accustomed to it. It becomes part of him. He thinks that's him. And then, that's where these days, because the world's been recreated. We were recreated. It's true always, I'm a chadesh b'tuba b'choyom tabid mas liberation. But on Rosh Hashanah, in Rosh Hashanah, really, we start again. We have the opportunity during a service to make tshuva, not only to get rid of the peripheral sins, and some of those peripheral sins can be pretty bad, but we have a chance to reorganize our sense of self. That's Dirshu Hashem Bihi Matzov. Kira'u Biyosov Karov.
We're down to the third to last line in this section from the Ritzarek. At the end of the line, Ritzarek.
Ritzarek, Nis'am Mitzalzeh, Ba'aseres Yimei Tshuva. Sha'az Hashem Yizbarach, Matzui Vekarov. Hashem is close. This opportunity to reorganize priorities, sense of self, worldview, Weltanschauung. All of this is uniquely close now.
Matsui the Korov Hach in Shum Dabar Mahaki, the Hainu Amerchat, there's no distance.
The person by his sins distances himself from Hashem. Especially when, again, the person's sins are so much part and parcel of the fiber of who he perceives himself to be. Now is the time to attack this. Imo Akshav Imo Akshav. Next, a step. Listen to this, Noam Elimelech.
Noam Elimelech Mishnah.
Zehu Dirshu Hashem Bihi Matzo. Perush. Dine. Hashem Yizbarach. Baruchu Mole Kol Aretz Kivodo. Hashem fills reality. Late atar panui mine, there is no place that is vacant of his presence. Ukishta ala birtsonu yizbarach nivroa ta'olam, and when it became his will to create the world, lahetiv lebruach, to give to his creations, hayetzorech letzamtzem atmo, he needed, as it were. You've heard the concept before. It's a Kabbalistic term, but nowadays everybody knows about the Kabbalah, right? Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum means Kaviyachol Kodesh Baruch Hu hides his presence, because Hashem is the only objective reality. He's the only reality. He's the only what is referred to as Mechuyav HaMetzius. He has to be. He is. We are all creations. We exist according to his Ratzon. How can we be here if he's everything? So it says, what do you call it? It says the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah tell us, because Baruch Kaviyachol, the terminology we use, he's been something himself. Kaviyachol, he hid his presence. So there'd be room. Room, I don't mean spatial room. I mean existential room. For what? For creations. For creations. So it says, the Noam Elimelech. So too also. A person needs to hide himself. I don't mean he has to walk around like, you know, I don't mean that. I really don't mean that. Yeah? A person has to be mitzamtzem himself, he has to hide. We fill our world. Some of us more, some of us less. We fill our world. What's in it for me? How do I like it? What will I get out of it? If the sentence doesn't have an I and a me in it, it's forbidden. You can't say it. if it's not about me, if it's not about I, then you can put it in the trash. Says the Noam Elimelech, says the Melech Lezhinsk, Zeh Yishu Hashem Yimatzo, it's Lomar, the open Zeh Yimatzo, Kamo Shehim Tziyacha, Alidei Tzimtzum, came to Tzamtzem Atzmacha, Lidrosh Oso Hashem Yisbarach, Yisbarach Shmo. Just like Hashem gave us reality, Koviyochol Bakilu, hiding himself, if we wish to search for him, to find him, we have to hide ourselves. We have to take the I and the me, not because there's something possible in I and me, but when it takes over, when that becomes, when our universe becomes an egocentric universe, as opposed to a God-centric universe, we can't find him. He's not here. I live in the house of mirrors. What more is there to life other than how it affects me? How will I take to it? How will I enjoy it? A person has to be mitzamtzem himself, Girshu Hashem b'himatzo, in the same way that he gave us reality by hiding his eternal infinite mitzius. So too also the only way we can find him is by hiding a little bit of our anochius, our egocentricity, our egotism, our self-centeredness. If we don't, we'll never find him. We're in the wrong universe. Ein ani v'hu yachol l'dur v'olam echad. Hashem said, I and a person who's completely egocentric can't live in the same world. Why? Because he fills this world. There's no room for me. Let's go now to an example, not a Binot Malach, Binot Lechavera. This is a quote from a sefer called Tomer Dvora. Tomer Dvora is a Kabbalistic sefer about the mitzvah of Ahlachta B'drachav, that one should imitate the drachim of Hashem, Ahlachta B'drachav. And in this sefer, he talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so incredibly gracious towards us, and that if we wish to connect with him, we have to be similar to him. Not just in the fact that, first of all, you should know that our guf, our body, right, flesh, right, our guf parallels the spiritual structure of the universe. When I use my eyes properly, when I use my lips properly, when I use my hands properly, when I use every part of my goof properly, I empower a spiritual parallel to this, right, in the universe. And if God forbid, I use it the other way around, then lefech, I not only don't empower it, but I create false worlds and all sorts of things. So he says it's very important that a person should not only in his physical structure parallel the spiritual foundations of the universe, but a person should behave in a certain way. And as such uses the pattern for his sefer, a pasuk in Micha, Mikel Kamocha, Nosa Ovan, Vovra Pesha, etc. That pasuk parallels the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachum, as we say in Tzlichos, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, Vachanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Ve'emes, Nosa Chesed, Lalapim, Nosa Ovan, Vapesha, Vechato, Ve'nakei. So he uses the pasuk in Micha. Let's just look on the second side. Two of those Midos. The first one, Mikel Kamocha, and Nosa Ovan. These are things that Hashem does with us, for us, always. And he's going to use this to draw a parallel to the way we should behave vis-a-vis other people. Other people. And then we've got a chance of maybe building a kesher with Hashem. At least we have to aspire to this. We may not be there yet. We have to aspire to it. Listen to it. This is escape velocity from the world of the ego, the egocentric universe. Listen to it. Nikel Kamoh, Hamida Hazos, top tier, page 2. Mora Alayos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Ne'alav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech Ne'alav. In other words, he is a king. The king has everything in his hand. All control. Ne'alav means scorn is being heaped upon him. Scorn, shame, embarrassment is being heaped upon him. How so? Sovel Elbon. He bears the embarrassment. He bears the shame. He bears the barbs. How so? Mashalo yachileu rayon, something that you can't even imagine with your mind. Hare ein davar nistar mehashgachoso b'lisapeh. There's nothing that has escaped Hashem's hashgachah. V'od ein regash lo yehadam nizon miskayim mikoach elyon hashofea bo'ala. We don't live on inertia. Every second Hashem gives us life. Every second he gives us life. Every second. That life he gives us is for what purpose? So we should take advantage of the life that he gives us here to do things, to color things. To color things with mitzvos. With mitzvos. With Torah.
Fret not with his life and soul.
Yeah, to color things with mitzvos, with Torah, with chatzadim. For what purpose? For his purpose! He doesn't need it. It's for us. It's for us. So he gets tzar for a job well done. Without going through everything we discussed before about Tov Hashem is good, Yassar Kavod Lishmoy, creating the concept of honor to his name. All of this entire structure of Avoda is all for Tov Aseinu. He doesn't need it. It's all to give to us. So he's giving us life. The life he gives us is for our benefit, so we should color everything in the world with Torah and Mishnah and Chassadim. We take the life, and not only do we not use it to our benefit, we use it to our detriment by spitting in his face. By being over averus. By being mevatel mitzvos. By destroying ourselves. This is the last thing that he wants. It's tantamount. What is tantamount to? Here, I baked you a lemon meringue pie. Is that your favorite? No, you like Boston cream better? I'll bake you a Boston cream pie. Here it is. Strawberry. Ichshaputa. Whatever you want. Your favorite? This is your favorite? Yeah. Enjoy, please. No, I'd rather get back to you. Wham! And you slam it back in the person's face. They gave us a gift. They gave us a gift. He gave us a gift. He gave us a gift. And with the very gift that he gave us, we threw it back at him. Mi kel kamocha. Who is a power? Kel is koach. It's also chesed. Means both chesed and koach. Mi'kel kamocha. Who is likened to Rabboni Shalom? What would we do under circumstance like that? Oh, you didn't like my pie that I made you? I saved till 2 a.m. Making it to only natural ingredients, you know, perfectly non-fat. But it's been claimed to be the most tasty lemon meringue or Boston cream pie in the world. But absolutely no fat. You would have loved it. But you didn't want it. Instead, you slammed it in my back. And I said, "Wait, you know what I'm going to do with you? I'm going to give you an extra orifice in your forehead that's running out." That's what we would do. Okay. Maybe that's what I would do. Right? But Hashem doesn't do that. Nikel kamocha. Not only that, no say avon. No say avon. No say avon. Every time a person does an aveira, we create lo aleinu, we shouldn't know from it, but it's the fact of life. What can you say? Every time a person does an aveira, they create a malach habala, a destroying angel. Man is very creative. Everything we do creates. everything we do creates. Everything. There's no downtime ever. A person does that, they already create this Malach HaBala. The natural sustenance of this Malach HaBala. Because everything has to be sustained in the universe. The natural sustenance of this Malach HaBala is the person who made them. And so Hashem should really say, I didn't make this Malach HaBala. I feed the whole universe, the sustained entire universe. You made it. You feed him. You be with him for lunch. You be lunch. Right? Together with the Wookiee Jiffy plant. Yeah. So it comes along. The Bonshim doesn't say that. He says, I'll feed him. I'll feed him until you do tshuva. Mi kel kamocha no se ovo. Says the Tomer Torah, says Rav Moshe ben Levera, Ramak, HaKadosh. This is something to aspire to in the way we deal with other people. How can we get bent out of shape if someone looks at us funny? We get bent out of shape if someone, like, you know, didn't take out the garbage maybe or something. I'm not saying that justifies what they did. But, you know, our gut reaction is, you know, where can I find a pair of roller blades? And where is a tall staircase? I'm in my charade, so I can give them a down that staircase and a pair of roller blades. When can I find it? No one's gonna cross me. What am I, a sap? What am I, a friar? Am I dope? Someone's gonna take advantage of me? Let someone take advantage of me? Don't you dare cross the line. Don't cross the Rubicon against me. I'll flatten you. Me, kill Kamocha, the first step out of this world of Anochis that Rav Elimelech was talking about, Yeshua Hashem B'Himatzo, the first step is the way we conduct ourselves with other people. We will never replace the egocentric universe with a God-centric universe if we ignore our relationships with other people. Never. If we think we can be close to God while being very distant from the people around us, with lashon hara, with onas dvarim, with actions of kas, with all the things that entails, it won't happen. It'll be a cold, cold day in July when it'll happen. Further, one more nekuda. We shouldn't be misyayish. Because we could. There are different ways that people react to yayish. Some people get depressed, and some people become silly. Right? They shut down. They shut down because they realize that if I really thought about this, I might get depressed. I get depressed. So some people actually become depressed, right? And other people just become silly, and that's the defense mechanism. But it all emanates from the same thing, from Yeush, from giving up. There's no Yeush. We come, and we'll talk about it outside. Right? We come from the Avos. Right? Come from Avos. If we have a problem, with our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, our Midos are sorely lacking, etc., then maybe we should give up. No, we come from Avraham Avinu. He's part of our spiritual genes. Avraham Avinu was the master of Chesed, and he's our Av, and he's inside of us. We can always correct it. Some people are stronger in that area, some people are weaker in that area. But if our issue, if our nechtam abonech lefanai, is our interpersonal dealings, then we have to know that Hashem gives us siyata d'shmaya if we really want to make major changes, major reorganizational changes. And not only that, we have embedded inside of us the spiritual and the genetic genes of what of Avraham Avinu. Those spiritual genes of Chesed. If we have problems with tithing, habits, lack of control. We really want to make a change. We really want to make a change. Students say it's hopeless. I can't possibly. I don't remember the last time that I ever controlled myself. We are the children of Yitzchak Aviv. Yitzchak Aviv is a Gibor. Ezu HaGibor HaKovish HaSitzra. We have it within us. We have the Siyata Rishmaya, and we have the spiritual genetic makeup to be able to overcome it. If we're depressed, if life doesn't have meaning to us, and we think, I can never find meaning in life. We're the children of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakovinu is MS. Yaakovinu is the Kesher life to Torah. Person, the more their life is colored with Torah, the more alive they are. Chazal tells Yaakovinu lo meis. He didn't die. Only in the way it appeared in this world. But Yaakovinu lo meis. See the Ramban, the end of Vayechi. Talks about it at great length. Yaakovinu lo meis. If we don't feel enough excitement, enough energy, enough desire for life, it's only because we're attached to a false life. But if we want to change that, we have the capacity to change. We have Siyata Deshmaya, and we have the spiritual genetic makeup of Yaakov. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov pulses through us. So it's a time of Dirshu Hashem Behi Matzo. It's a time when a person can correct even the Nechtam Avoneich Lefanai, even the Ksamim, even the Chasima with the Ches, the seal and the signature that is a byproduct of the fact that we have allowed, as the Tzaddik said, a Shalat Adam Bo Adam Ravo, the Pasuk Kehelet, that we use it so beautifully. The way we allow a false identity to take over for us. Be it in our interpersonal conduct, be it in our world of sneers, be it in a world of excitement for life, a passion for life. We can make all those changes now. If we have the Ratzon, Hashem is Korov. Korov Bioso Korov. Do we have the ability? For sure we have the ability. Do we have it in us? We've got Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov inside of us. Ken Hashem, that we should take the heart, the words that these great Chachamim have all taught us. Right? Chachamim from different generations, from different places, yeah. But all speaking Torah Emes. Tzvas Emes Tzvimahad. Right? True words last forever. And they interlink with one another. They blend with one another. They contribute to one another. We should take these words to heart. We should put them into effect, not only within the labyrinth of our minds, but that it should, as it were, siphon down into the world of our hearts, into the world of our action. And we should really enjoy the Yom Kippur that's coming, the best day of the year. The best day of the year. There is no better day of the year than Yom Kippur. You should take full advantage of it, and Be'ez Hashem, we shall have a mark from the Torah.